The black, finely stratified rock of the Perledo Varenne limestone dates back to some 230 million years ago in a shallow, warm lagoon that communicated with the open sea via a network of canals. The muddy bottom and the lack of oxygen enabled an extremely rich fossil fauna to be preserved, allowing paleontologists to reconstruct the considerable biodiversity of this environment. The scarcity of oxygen also determined the black colour. Striking the rock with a hammer, you can still smell the hydrocarbons produced by the huge amount of organic substances contained in the rock. In the bed of the stream that we are crossing, the rock looks light in colour. It is covered by a thin patina of calcium carbonate, deposited by the water in the form of travertine, which also covers the small waterfall just above. The characteristic black colour of this rock was precisely what made it a much sought-after ornamental stone, known as Varenne black marble, without it being marble at all. The material had been quarried along the Esino River at least since the 12th century. After being squared into large blocks and taken downstream by sliding them onto trunks, it was cut into slabs with handsaws. These slabs were then transported by the lake as far as Fiume Latte, where they were polished, and then down to Lecco to be sold. This gave rise to a series of craft shops, specialised in making mainly fireplaces, gravestones and architectural items that furnish the interiors of historic villas and decorate the floors and altars of numerous churches, also including Milan Cathedral.